From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wrapped up a series of meetings with Middle Eastern officials Saturday, focusing on the spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians. Kerry said that Israel and Jordan had agreed on specific steps to help reduce that violence, including video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to what I think is an excellent suggestion by King Abdullah to provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke late Saturday, saying that his country will work to maintain the status quo.
Israel believes that those who visit or worship on the Temple Mount must be allowed to do so in peace, free from violence, from threats, from intimidation, and from provocations. We will continue to ensure access to the Temple Mount for peaceful worshipers and visitors while maintaining public order and security.
In the past 5 weeks, 10 Israelis and nearly 50 Palestinians have been killed in clashes in Jerusalem and the West Bank. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that his country supports elections in Syria and is ready to help Western-backed Free Syrian Army rebels. Speaking on Russian state television Saturday, Mr. Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. The Russian foreign minister also criticized U.S. policy on Syria and denied Western charges that Russian planes have hit anti-Assad rebels. This is VOA News. Voting has started in Tanzania's general election, with voters choosing between the ruling CCM party and the opposition Chadema party. As VOA's Jill Craig reports, the party that appeals to Tanzania's young people might have an advantage.
Tanzania's Minister of Works, John Magufuli, is the presidential candidate for longtime ruling party CCM. Opposition party Chadema selected former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its candidate. In Tanzania, the opposition has waited a long time for its chance at the presidency. In the past four elections since the country's return to multi-party politics in 1992, CCM has always prevailed. According to the World Bank, Tanzania's population between the ages of 14 and 25 years old almost doubled in 20 years. It is expected to increase to 11 million by 2020, numbers that should be of great interest to Tanzania's politicians, regardless of political party. Jill Craig, VOA News, Dar es Salaam.
Four women suicide bombers blew themselves up near the city of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria Saturday after security guards challenged them and tried to search them. Nigerian authorities said a fifth person also was killed and 10 others wounded by the blast, which appeared to be the latest in a string of attacks by Boko Haram. Nigeria's military has claimed a series of successes against Boko Haram jihadists, but the group's attacks have killed hundreds of people in recent months. Pope Francis has criticized conservative bishops for hiding behind doctrine while families in the church suffer. Speaking at the end of a three-week synod in Rome, Francis said the gathering laid bare what he called the closed hearts which frequently hide behind the church's teachings and good intentions. During the synod, conservative bishops resisted papal calls to make the 1.2 billion member church more welcoming and inclusive to gays and to divorcees who have remarried outside the church. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders has raised the death toll to 30 in the October 3rd U.S. bombing of a trauma hospital in northern Afghanistan. In a statement Saturday, the medical group attributed the new death toll to seven additional unidentified bodies later found in the wreckage of a hospital at Kunduz. In an earlier accounting, the group said 10 patients and 13 known staff members were killed when U.S. jets hit the facility. Authorities say the attack came after Afghan forces called in airstrikes against Taliban fighters thought to be firing from inside the hospital grounds. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.